Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father and from our Lord and Saviour, Jesus Christ. Amen. Hands up if you've seen the animated movie Up. One, two. Okay, that's okay. It doesn't matter. There's a moment early, maybe you've seen this picture though before, or a picture like it from the movie. There's a movie, a moment early in the animated film Up, and don't worry if you haven't seen it, where an elderly man named Carl Fredrickson sits alone in his quiet house. The curtains are drawn, the colours are muted, the world outside is moving on, but he is not. His life has shrunk to the size of his lounge room. His dreams have been boxed up with old photographs. His heart is heavy with disappointment, grief, and a slow erosion of hope. Carl wasn't always like this. As a boy, he was wide-eyed, adventurous, full of wonder. And he met a girl named Ellie who shared his love for exploration. They dreamed of travelling to a place called Paradise Falls, a wild, beautiful corner of the world, and they promised each other that they would go there one day. But life happened. Bills, repairs, responsibilities, loss. And by the time Carl is an old man, Ellie is gone, the dream is gone, and he is stuck emotionally, spiritually, and physically. Carl's story begins with longing, continues with loss, and settles into loneliness. And that's where Ascension Day meets us. Because Ascension Day is not just about Jesus going up, it is about Jesus lifting us up. It's about what happens when the risen Christ steps into the quiet, closed curtain rooms of our lives and says, "You are not stuck, you are not alone, you are not forgotten. I am going ahead of you." Today we continue our series, This I Believe, exploring the Apostles' Creed. Last week we looked at I Believe in God the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. And today we turn to the second part, the longest part, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord. Ascension Day is the hinge on which this whole confession swings. Because the Jesus we confess is not just a memory, not just a historical figure from a bygone era, not just a good teacher or a healer or a martyr for what he believed in. He is the risen, reigning, living Lord who ascends not to leave us, but to lift us. Let us walk through Carl's story and see how it mirrors our own and how the Creed speaks into it. Carl's house becomes a fortress. He shuts the world out. He clings to the past. He refuses to move. And many of us know that feeling. We close the door on disappointment. We shut the blinds on grief. We lock the windows against change. We sit in the familiar because the unknown feels too painful. The disciples knew that feeling too. After Jesus' death, they hid behind locked doors. Their dreams had collapsed, their hope had died, and their future felt empty. And then Jesus walked in. Not a ghost of the past, not as a memory or a metaphor, but as the living, breathing, resurrected Son of God. The creed begins the Jesus section with a name, Jesus Christ, the one who steps into human rooms, human pain, human fear, and it continues his only Son. Jesus is the one who reveals the Father's heart. And then it continues our Lord, the one who has authority not just over death, but over despair. Jesus enters the places that we think we have sealed off. He walks into the rooms that feel too dark. He speaks peace into corners we think are beyond repair. Ascension Day begins with this truth. Jesus meets us where we are. In the movie Up, Carl's life changes when a young boy named Russell knocks on the door. Russell is enthusiastic, persistent, and wonderfully inconvenient. He interrupts Carl's isolation. He disrupts Carl's routine. He pulls Carl into a bigger story than his grief. And Jesus does the same. The creed tells the story of Jesus in a sweeping arc, conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, crucified, died and buried, descended to the dead, rose again, ascended into heaven, sits at the right hand of the Father, will come again to judge the living and the dead. This is not a small story. This is not a sentimental tale. This is not Jesus was a nice guy story. This is the story of God stepping into human history, breaking the power of sin, defeating death, rising in glory and ascending to reign. And here's the miracle. Jesus pulls us into that story. Just like Russell pulled Carl into a bigger adventure. Ascension is not Jesus floating away. Ascension is Jesus taking humanity with him, lifting our brokenness, our limitations, our fears, our hopes into the very life of God. He doesn't escape the world, he elevates it, and he elevates us. Towards the end of the movie Up, Carl eventually does something shocking. He lets go of his house, the very thing he has been clinging to. He releases the weight of his past so he can move forward with a new future. Ascension is Jesus teaching his disciples to let go. They wanted him to stay. They wanted things to go back to how they were always in the past. They wanted the familiar. But Jesus says, "It is better for you that I go. Because if he ascends, the Spirit will descend. If he goes to the Father, then his mission will go outwards into the world. And if he rises, he takes us with him." Ascension is not abandonment. Ascension is empowerment. It is Jesus saying, you are not meant to stay where you are. You are not meant to cling to the past. You are not meant to live small lives. You are meant to live lifted. Carl's journey becomes an adventure he never expected. He discovers courage he didn't know he had. He forms friendships he didn't know he needed. He becomes a protector, a guide, and a companion to Russell. He becomes more alive at 78 than he was at 48. Ascension does that to disciples. Jesus ascends and immediately sends them out, not as orphans, not as spectators, but as witnesses. The creed ends with the section with a promise. He will come again to judge the living and the dead. That is not a threat, that is our hope. It means history is going somewhere. It means injustice will not have the last word. Suffering will not be eternal. It means Jesus will finish what he started. And until that day, Jesus entrusts his mission to us. Ascension is Jesus saying to the people of Pilgrim, go, serve, forgive, love, heal, lift others as I have lifted you. Carl's story ends with him sitting on a curb. His house has been demolished. He's sharing an ice cream with Russell, living and laughing again. The past is honoured but not idolised. The future is open and the adventure continues. Ascension invites us into the same posture. So here is your challenge for this week. Where is Jesus inviting you to rise? Where is he calling you to let go? Where is he nudging you out of a closed room into a bigger story? Where is he asking you to trust that he is not gone, but he is reigning? Where is he asking you to live as someone lifted, not someone who is stuck? Ascension is not about Jesus going away. It's about Jesus going ahead. It's about Jesus taking our humanity, our struggles, our problems, our fears, our failures, our longing into the very heart of God. It's about Jesus ruling with love, interceding at the throne of God with compassion, and preparing a future for us that we cannot imagine. And it is about us, his people, living as if that were true. This I believe, Jesus Christ, God's only Son, our Lord, crucified, risen, ascended, reigning, returning. He is lifting us into a life that we could never build on our own and is way better than we could think of. May you rise with him. May you walk with him. May you trust in him. And may you follow him into the adventure that he has prepared for you. Amen. And the peace of God, which passes our human understanding, keep your hearts and your minds safe in Christ Jesus to life eternal. Amen.